Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But speaking of fun things to do, the director of marketing for Experience Grand Rapids is on a phone line. That's Kate Leto. Hey, Kate, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So Grand Rapids, just give us the driving time. I've been asking some of our guests along these lines, how do I get there? We sometimes assume everybody knows where it is. Where's Grand Rapids?
Yeah, well, we're located in West Michigan, just on the other side of the lake, and it is only a three-hour drive from Chicagoland, downtown Chicago.
Yeah. If you take the ferry across from Milwaukee, it lands north of there then, right?
Yep, that's correct. So that's probably about a half hour, 40-minute drive from where the ferry lands.
Which is also a nice way to get there. I mean, I don't even think it's quicker, because by the time you drive to Milwaukee, take your turn to get on the boat, and then you and your car drive across the lake. But it is, and it's a couple of hours, it's about 2 hours across on the lake, something like that, and then just come down a little bit. But it's another fun way to get to Grand Rapids, I'll say that.
Yeah, that's an experience in itself, like you said.
So Grand Rapids then offers what? I suppose you're seeing a lot of Chicagoans this time of year, huh?
You know, we are, and we love to welcome the Chicagoland people to our area. So we've got a lot going on this summer that I'm really excited to talk about and have people come and experience.
The first thing is what?
Well, I was going to say, the first thing that I love to recommend to people, depending on their interest, is our beer scene. So, you know, we're really well known for being Beer City USA, and that continues to grow and evolve. We are in our 10th year of celebrating Beer City, so we've got a whole celebration of that going on this summer.
And all I was going to add to that was, that sounds like a marketing slogan, but in fact, newspapers, magazines, food websites, beverage websites have recognized your town as a great food town and a great beverage town. I mean, other folks are saying that, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we can say it all we want. That's our job. But it's definitely great when we get recognized by places like USA Today and different articles and websites that you mentioned as top 20 foodie city, craft beverage capital, things like that, outside of just beer, too.
Okay, but beers, the craft beer scene is big there, right?
It is, yep. We've got over 40 breweries in the Grand Rapids area, and more if you count going out to the lakeshore and just a short drive out that way. But the really a fun way that I encourage people to experience our beer scene is through our Beer City Brewstator Passport Program. So it's an app on your phone, and the concept is you go to 8 different breweries, checking in along the way, and then we'll give you a free T-shirt at the end. There's also different deals and discounts and ways to experience the breweries as you're going along the beer trail. So fun way to do it. Yeah. People love a good challenge, and people also will do anything for a T-shirt, we've learned.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Well, what are some of the labels that I would recognize from Grand Rapids?
Well, the big guy is Founders. So Founders Brewing Company, right downtown Grand Rapids, you know, national, international brand. That's a must-stop destination. They've got a huge tap room. They do an awesome production facility tour, very educational with tasting and the whole bit there. They've got a huge production that's just really impressive to tour. And then they're also really great with live music, a huge, beautiful outdoor patio, fire pits, bars outside, the whole deal, right in downtown Grand Rapids.
Talk about the arts and culture scene. What else do people see and do when they're in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, well, of course, there's more to do than drinking the beer. So we do have 5 museums right downtown. And for those that haven't been to Grand Rapids, it's very walkable. So, you know, it's a mid-sized city and everything's very compact and walkable. So you can walk to all of those different museums. We also have a zoo downtown. It's a little bit further, maybe a mile or so, mile and a half out. But all very close in downtown proximity to the downtown hotels, the convention center, all of that, restaurants. And a great way to do that scene is our Culture Pass. So Culture Pass GR is a 3-day attraction pass. Right now it's only $20. It's on sale, so it's a really great deal, more than 50% off. And you get to go to a bunch of different attractions, including the zoo and those museums, anytime you want within that 3-day, you know, long weekend visit.
You have a sculpture garden there, too, don't you?
We do. So that one is about 10-minute drive outside of downtown. So really close, but not one of those walkable ones I was just talking. Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, it's over 150 acres. It's the most comprehensive outdoor sculpture collection in the Midwest. And it's really got something for everyone. So you're really, you know, it's great for art enthusiasts, of course, but you really don't have to be a super, you know, somebody that identifies as an art enthusiast to enjoy it. It's just a beautiful outdoor garden and sculpture walk. There's different paths. There's trams if you don't want to walk. They've got a huge indoor tropical conservatory as well, where in the spring they have a huge butterfly exhibit and the butterflies hatch, and it's great. So it's great for kids. It's great for adults. It's really a go-to attraction, and it is the second largest attraction in the state of Michigan.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that. You think everybody would know the name of that or have done that by now. Second to biggest attraction in Michigan.
That's right. Yeah. So it's definitely something to see. Head this way for it.
Grand Rapids is the home to the Frederick Meyer Garden and Sculpture Park. We also mentioned the Culture Pass. By the way, one other thing I wanted to make sure we told our listeners about was the refreshment zones in downtown Grand Rapids. Let's just back up and talk about the food and eat one more time. What are the refreshment zones?
Yeah, I'll talk about food and drink all day if you let me. So the refreshment areas or zones, it's right downtown. About 3 square miles of downtown Grand Rapids has been designated as an official refreshment zone. So what that means is you can go to any of the about 50 participating locations, restaurants, bars, breweries, get a drink from those locations. They give it to you in a special approved cup, and then you're allowed to stroll around downtown outside while you enjoy that beverage. So it's a really fun way to get outside, see the city while still supporting the restaurants and breweries and, of course, enjoying that cocktail, too.
The outdoor recreation scene obviously includes trails for hiking and biking. You mentioned the garden and how to do the sculpture area. That sounds like a nice stroll. Fishing is in downtown Grand Rapids, too, right?
Yeah, so we've got a river that runs right through downtown Grand Rapids, and it's very common every day to see people fishing, very easy to do either from land or with the waders going right into the river. So that's, you know, a great way for people that really want that urban fishing experience to check that out. And then, you know, we are really close to the lakeshore too. So you guys are, of course, close to Lake Michigan as well. We are close to all of the West Michigan beach towns, about 30, 40 minutes from Grand Haven, Saugatuck, a little bit further to South Haven, Muskegon. So it's a great kind of hub and spoke destination if you want to stay in the city but do a day trip out to the beach as well.
I know you got indoor and outdoor music scene going on. And when folks come to Grand Rapids, where do they stay? You got any recommendations for a good place to stay that's convenient to a lot of these things?
Yeah, we've got a really growing downtown right now, and there's lots of different hotels down there, but our giveaway that we're running with you guys right now at WGN is featuring the JW Marriott right downtown. So, of course, you know, a beautiful luxury experience as JWs usually are. It's right on the river. They've got a great, they call it the J-Deck, is their outdoor patio. They do live music out there as well, and it's a really beautiful spot to stay, walking distance to almost everything that I've mentioned today.
WGNradio.com/contest is where we put our contest information. And I'll just read you 3 quick texts that have just come in. Founders Raspberry Beers are exceptional. 847 says Grand Rapids is Amtrak served. That's nice to know. And John, Grand Rapids is my favorite place to run a marathon. I've done it 3 times in the fall. Beautiful scenery, peak colors, great course, great after race beer. So they're doing all the heavy lifting for you there.
I love that. Yep, we're gearing up for the largest 25K in the country will be taking place this weekend, the Amway Riverbank Run, downtown Grand Rapids.
Wow. Okay, that's Grand Rapids, Michigan. To click around and find out more, experiencegr.com will work, right, Kate?
That's right.
All right, Kate Leto, Director of Marketing, the Marketing Experience in Grand Rapids, is on their website, experiencegr.com. Kate, I can't wait to see your town, too. It's nice to visit with you today.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.